missed it. It's Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, it's that time of the week where we get to our hashtag reality check, where we take a look at how Chicago's faring in the world of reality television. If I'm not mistaken, I've been paying attention. We're out of the running on The Bachelorette. We are all about Spouse House. And I think the other ones I don't know much about. Tracy Swartz is the ink columnist for the Chicago Tribune. She joins us every Friday night. Tracy, did I miss a lot this week?
Not very much, no. I think Spouse House is something that we held up in really high esteem. And then when we watched it, it just sort of ran out of steam.
I don't want to hear that. I've been... Based on our conversation, all I've been doing all week is just telling people to watch Spouse House.
Well, as my 71-year-old father-in-law said to me after he watched the show, maybe they should just call it Desperately Singles.
All right, so refresh our memory. Spouse House premiered last week, either Sunday or Monday. What is Spouse House and what happened in the first episode?
So Spouse House premiered on Sunday and is basically 14 people who were willing to marry near strangers who they went out to Los Angeles and live in a house. This first episode was basically just an introduction of some of the 14 people. Mm-hmm. With 14 people, it's very difficult, and that's the thing you get. Like The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, they start with usually like 30 people. But they have a good system about it. Each person makes an introduction to the bachelor or the bachelorette. So you can kind of get in your head like, oh, that's a terrible line that they said when they're getting out of the limo.
Right.
But with the Spouse House, it was difficult because there wasn't really a very good rhythm as far as introducing people. So you'd be watching the show and it was an hour long and you'd be like, wait, is this the blonde that was talking to this guy? Or was this the it was very difficult to kind of keep
discombobulated
track of people.
Right.
So essentially it was supposed to be at the end of each week, either you got engaged or you got kicked out of the house. And the way that it ended, it was on a cliffhanger, but we sort of got to meet a couple of people on this show. And Justin, you'll appreciate this.
Okay, I'm ready.
One of the people who met, guy and a girl, they met and they had already dated. They had met on Hubbard Street like 10 years ago. And the guy had ghosted the girl, but felt that this was a sign that they were both on this show so that they should be together. First of all, what this told America was that Hubbard Street is not long enough. And also the sign is not you should be together. The sign is that you have been clearly dating the wrong way for the last decade.
Oh, my God. Kristen, what's up? We met at Hubbard Inn. It's Anna. Oh, well, what's up? And it wasn't Hubbard Inn. It was across the street. We're at Celeste. Well, that's cool. What's your name? It's cool to see you. It's awesome to be here. You want to get some nachos? Let's get some nachos. Did they have that scene? Was that the scene?
It was sort of like an awkward moment because she was like, recognized the guy, he had ghosted her, and the guy admits that he had ghosted her, but was like, but I've changed, you know, now, you know, I'm ready to settle down. I'm in the Spouse House to get married.
I got a good one for you. I digress. This is something that happened a while back to me. I was at a table, probably six people, and we were having dinner or something. It was after a show, and someone got up to go to the bathroom, and the friend turned to the other person and goes, I know that guy. I have been familiar with that guy. Like I've slept with that guy. And I was like, what? That's crazy, right? That's crazy. What are you talking about? And so he came back, and then the whole table was like, Dave, do you recognize Kristen? And he was just, and he kind of, I kind of got the feeling because I'd known Dave. I was like, yeah, he's lying, but he was like, no, what's going on? Like he just kept it while the whole table's like, you don't know. And Christian's just staring, like, you know, he's like, no, I don't know what's going on. Nice to meet you. Like he did the whole thing. It's crazy. I mean, they should put that on a reality show.
Well, maybe they can both sign up for the next season of Spouse House.
So, all right. So are they paired off or is this just like the format of The Bachelor where you just get 14 people in a room, and they at the end will pair off. So it's not like no one's together before they get into this place.
Right. You're supposed to be single, and then you're supposed to meet. And then it was very odd because each person, so all 14 people got engagement rings, and you're supposed to like propose, but then it's sort of like this old school tradition, like, well, the guy should propose. Well, then why did they give all the women engagement rings? So yeah, it's very confusing. I don't think that everybody gets kicked off if they don't get engaged. I think the people less likely to get engaged gets kicked off the show, and then they bring new people on. So new Chicago people are supposed to be cycling on each week, but it looks like a mess. The show looks like a mess. The people look like a mess. Like, there was one woman, I think she's like 39. She's like never been on a real date. And it was like, maybe you don't jump to the next level, which is getting TLC. Engaged to a stranger, you know?
On a TLC reality show.
It feels very forced. Like, at this point, I would feel like I would go on the show. There's 14 people, and instead of getting engaged and, like, having to get married, like, right away, because it's not just, like, you get engaged, sort of like The Bachelorette, you get engaged, and then you, quote-unquote, get married later on, but you never really get married. This is, like, you get engaged, and you have to get married, like, the next week. I would go, I would get everybody's phone number, maybe meet them afterwards, after the show is over, on Hubbard Street, and try, like, hard. But, I mean, why go through all the steps of, like, getting married a week? Especially getting married a week. I mean, I think if you've already dated this person, I think it says a lot about Chicago dating scene that two people who have previously dated, like on Hubbard Street 10 years ago, landed on the same show and are giving it another try.
Let's try it again.
This is the problem. Like this, I think Chicago has this sort of look, like, you know, national look, like, you know, Trump is tweeting about us and people are really concerned about our violence. I'm concerned about our singles, like between this and Married at First Sight, which are airing at the same time. I think that people are probably looking at Chicago and being like, can't they find normalcy in the dating scene here?
Married at First Sight. Where are we at with that one? That's the one where you get married and then for a month or whatever, and then you got to decide if you want to stay married. Did I get that right? Eight weeks. Oh, I see. I got the length of time wrong.
So this speeds up even, you know, you don't even get to date. You are married at the altar. You meet and you marry at the altar. And they are, I think there's about 3 episodes left. They're about a week away from decision day, which is saying whether or not they're going to stay married. And it's just funny because they show these like really, like very, what's the word? They show these arguments that are just very like basic. Like this one woman this week, she decided she wanted to end the marriage because basically she was coming in from outside and she had called her husband and he did not pick up the phone. Instead, he was playing spades on his iPhone and put her phone call to voicemail. And she got very upset about it. And so she was like, she came inside and she was like showering. And then he, I guess, was like also coming home. And he called her and she ignored his phone call. So he came in and they got into this big fight about phone manners and stuff. And then she's like, this marriage is over.
Yeah.
So maybe she's done.
That's pretty reality. I mean, it's reality television for a reason. Sounds realistic.
Let me just read this, Tracy.
Let me read this real quick. This is from Us Weekly about Cody and Danielle, who keep trying. This is a couple. Ready? Cody and Danielle, this last week, they tried to rev up their intimacy by going on a run together. It seemed to help until Cody announced that he was ready to go have sex right now.
Right.
Danielle froze and replied, "I don't know if I'm quite there." And that's all I got. That's where we're at.
That's basically it. This one couple, oh my God, it is such a drag. I am 14 episodes into the show, and every week I write, this couple still has not had sex yet. I kind of feel bad for both parties because I just don't think she's very into him. He is like 26, and she is maybe 31, and he has never been in a serious relationship, and she has been in some serious relationships, and it's like...
Yeah, it says she's having trouble feeling romantic.
She just does not seem that into him, and he just, you know, wants to consummate the marriage. They have been married at this point in the show 7 weeks.
That's an eternity.
And he's like... It was just so bad. Like, this week, they even got into desperation mode where they were showing ways around him, you know, sort of making sure that he can get his needs fulfilled. Like, this is the point that we're at.
All right.
And she is just kind of, like, shrugs her shoulders. If you were if this were the Spouse House, you would realize, I'm not that into that guy. I'm going to move on to the next guy, the other six guys.
They should bring these two shows together, it sounds like. Spouse House and Married at First Spouse.
It is. Well, yeah, it is. It is from the same production company. They're the ones that are showing Chicago people, like, at what point are you willing to get married? And, you know, they're married, and she would have totally ghosted him on Hubbard Street. Maybe 10 years later, whatever iteration of a reality show, they would get back together.
I remember. But you like vegetarian nachos, right? She's like, no, I like chicken. Well, okay, whatever. Well, you know what? Text me, but I won't respond.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
We got to wrap. Married at First Sight and Spouse House, the big two shows this week. We didn't talk about Black Ink Crew, which is very popular on VH1. We'll talk about it next week. And also, I want to get up to speed in The Bachelorette, even though Chicago's out of the running. Tracy Swartz, of course, the ink columnist for the Chicago Tribune. Tracy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.